The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been the spring-ish weather outside, if you know what I mean. I got the spring vibes.
The spring vibes. Mm-hmm. This morning I woke up to frost on my lawn.
Well, that's Montana, though.
I know.
You're going to have the heater on in the morning and the air conditioning on.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not complaining. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was actually passed out on my lawn.
That's literally woke up on my lawn.
Literally woke up on my lawn. Just kidding. It's Sunday. We can't talk like that, right?
It was a rough night.
Of course, I'm irreverent 7 days of the week. I mean, Sunday included, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never, ever been accused of being self-righteous.
Right.
not a once. Well, listen, man, how you been? Good?
Yes, great.
Yeah.
And we're still, like we said, the spring stuff has got us cleaning up around the house, noticing there's a lot of things to do,
yeah.
Especially if you want to, you know, keep it.
Get your
nice.
Burn permit yet?
No, I have not. Yeah. I don't have that much to burn, unless I want to have my second.
Well, you told me about that neighbor you didn't like.
I want to have the second lighting of my Christmas tree. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. Now, that's
really always a fun party.
Did you take the ornaments off?
No.
No, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about real estate, my man. So this morning I was just looking on the internet. Missoula has 30 homes for sale. That's it.
That's it. The whole county.
Single family residents in the whole county. Exactly. You know, just as much. I mean, think about that. 60 homes for 125,000, 130,000 people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is nuts.
Never seen anything like that. So yeah, we are in dire need of listing inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. So, and then of course I live down the Bitterroot and I live in Florence. And I have to, you know, I can't, you know, I got to give love to the Bitterroot since, you know, we do a bunch of business in the Bitterroot. Usually over half of our business, and there's only 84 homes for sale down the Bitterroot, even more than Missoula County with a third of the population. So yeah, but it's still, you know, historically way low. So just wanted everybody to know that. And then the average sale prices are still, you know, creeping up. It seems like every minute, which is good. So
I got a question.
Yeah,
I got a question. Out of those, the you said 60 in Missoula County and 80 in Ravalli.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them are new builds?
Yeah, so I did not look up the new builds on that. I didn't do the queries, so yeah. I can do that for you, though.
Okay, look into it, because I'm interested. I see a lot of sticks going up down there.
There are. We're going to be listing some new builds here pretty quick. So, yep.
Great.
So it's really good. Yeah, I'll look that up. I would venture to guess 5%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I figured it'd be way higher than that.
Yeah, it's there's some building going on, but a lot of them are already spoken for, and a lot of them don't hit the MLS.
That's okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of them are custom builds, not a whole bunch of subdivisions going in. So, well, today, you know, I get the question a lot, and I know that we've talked about it. I get the question is, you know, how do I choose, like, a real estate agent? Like, what does a real estate agent actually do behind the scenes when it comes to selling a home?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I guess probably not all real estate agents do that. So I'm just going to talk about me because I don't want to guess what someone else is or isn't doing.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well,
be kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just want to go over, like, a plan. Like, Jason, what is it? How do you, or how does your team, how are you in the entire MLS residential sales? What is it that you're doing different that other people can? I want to teach people what to do in order to help them net the most amount of money. I don't care when we want to help that family. That's a large owning a home is your largest investment.
Yeah.
And when we're entrusted to sell it, we want to make sure that we sell it for the most amount of money. So
right.
We're going to go over, you know, our system. I probably shouldn't do this for my competition. You know, do you think any of them are tuning in?
They're taking out their notebooks right now.
Yeah, they got like picture me on the wall, like throwing darts at me or something like that, you know. I don't blame them.
Voodoo dolls.
I'm kind of, a little voodoo doll, a little real estate voodoo doll. Yeah. Don't bury the St. Michael. Bury the voodoo doll in front of Jason's listings. Yeah. But anyway, okay. We can't talk about voodoo dolls on Sunday, you know,
right.
Of all the days. Sorry, Lord. So anyway, so our job is to sell a house in the shortest amount of time for the most amount of money for our sellers. I mean, that's our goal. But we also want the experience for them to be really good. You know, the number one thing that we hear all the time is, you know, the reason why, like, my house didn't sell with the last agent, or the last time I used a real estate agent, this happened. It's not 99% of the time, it's just lack of communication or inexperience of the agents, of the last agent that they work with. So I always always say anybody, Casey, can sell a home, but not everybody can sell it for the most amount of money.
Right.
You know, virtually, you know, a person on the street could go throw a sign up and someone would probably drive by and make an offer. But how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars are they leaving on the table?
Yeah. Unless you're really good at flea market haggling like I am.
We're going to have to do a separate show on flea market haggling. That's exactly right.
$5, that's my final offer.
That's fine. Exactly. Well, you know, if the original item was only a dollar, they'd be doing okay. So the number one way that we help as family, you know, help as many families as we do is we have 10 of us. You know, so people say, well, what is a Jason Baker team? There's 10 people that work in my office, okay? I just hired two more. And it's, you know, for people, I mean, as real estate agents, I mean, we make a reasonable fee service when we sell someone's home.
Yeah.
We do that. And you have to make sure that it's earned.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right.
I don't think it's a small amount of money. I'm with the sellers on that.
And you're not just sitting back kicking your feet up.
You know, I wish.
Waiting for the offers to come in.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. I know my stomach kind of looks like that's all I do, but, you know, it isn't. I actually work. The one thing I've been blessed with is an incredible work ethic. That is... like I'm basically like this morning I was up at 3:47. I was on the computer.
Wow.
I was running. Yeah, I was. I wasn't still up.
I think Gilligan's Island's just on TV at that time.
Reruns of Gilligan's Island. I lost my remote control a long time ago. I don't even know where the TV is. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know, you're getting 10 people for the price of one.
Right.
That's really what I say. So that's our claim to fame. How do we do this volume of business and how do we make the experience so good for people?
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 of us working on the common goal of getting the house sold.
Boots on the ground.
Well, it's like I am no good at paperwork. Okay. But here's the but I'm really good at sales and I'm really good at marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to do? Sit there all day and do paperwork? No, I have an amazing administrative team. We have 4 admin on our team.
Oh, cool.
Whose sole job is to make sure that I don't mess something up, but also to give a great service, like calling on a showing, calling on a detail, calling on some paperwork, need something brought over to your house, need booties. I'm no good at that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, but they're really good at nurturing our sellers, which is important for me. And they're an extension of what we've built. And they're, you know, a very intricate and important part of our team in our business.
So it's good to have.
Yeah. So there's 10 of us, right? So that's the number one thing. But the number one, and this is for people, like the number one question you have to ask an agent that you're interviewing, in my humble opinion, if you're selling a residential property specifically, is, you know, I always say someone could get up, Casey, and say, they just have like, they give this amazing presentation. There's like gold flowing and like roses and everything flowing out of their mouth, like to the point where the seller stands up and just gives them a round of applause at the end of the presentation. But then they come to their senses, you know, out of the ether, and they go, but how many times did that marketing plan work?
Right.
Last year or in 2021 or last month or so far this year or whatever it is. And the agent goes 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, you know, versus, you know, in 2021, 107, you know, families helped.
Right.
You know, so the marketing plan is only as good as the results that it creates.
It's proven.
The proof is in the pudding.
Right.
Always ask your agent about the pudding.
Right.
How many if you're selling a house.
Is that chocolate or vanilla?
How many residential sales did you close? Because the rest of it, it's like, there's 900 real estate agents, give or take, in the area. How in the world do you know which one to use?
Right.
You know, well, my friend referred him. Well, did you ask him how many? When you first get into the business, the only thing you can do is you can say, friend, could you please, do you know anyone looking to buy or sell real estate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Bobby Sue. I'll refer Bobby Sue over to you. The friend's trying to help the friend, which is naturally how it goes. But if it's $500,000 or $1 million or 1.5 or 2.5, and you're entrusting someone who's never done a transaction before with your largest asset, does that make any sense to you?
Just a friend of a friend helping.
Not that you're not a spring chicken, but if you ever did have to go in, you know, to the hospital and have open heart surgery, would you want someone that's
straight out of medical school?
The guy with a steady hand.
Right.
You know, so anyway, so it's kind of like that. So you always like the number one question, just to get rid of all the BS, is just how many did you actually sell? The second most important question is, in relationship to what you are asking, the asking price, how much over that, if at all, did you sell it for?
Right.
We interviewed on a property down in Hamilton, and we were up against 2 or 3 other agents, and they had called me. Luckily, I was referred to them, and we spoke to them. And the agents that I was interviewing against one of them had, their average was 96% of list price. So if it's $100,000, they sold them for 96. And we were at about 103, 104. So 6 or 7%
difference.
Yeah. So if it's a $500,000 house, that could be $30,000, $35,000.
It's a chunk of change.
It's a chunk. I mean, what would you do with an extra $35,000?
Don't even get me started.
Yeah. I mean, what hunting thing would we buy? I mean, do we even have to think
what kind of fancy toys would I go get?
That's exactly right. So it's so important because it's like, so again, like anybody can chuck a sign up, but not everybody knows how to, you know, has the experience to go and to do all this stuff. So anyways.
Well, we're going to go some more of those questions that you need to do as far as vetting when it comes to getting your real estate agent right after this quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we're talking today about how you pick your real estate agent. What questions you need to ask.
It's so important how we pick it and then what we actually do to get these things sold. So the first question before the break, if you guys are just tuning in right now, guys or gals are tuning in, is to ask them how many listings they sold. Doesn't matter how many buyers they drove around like a taxi driver. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What was the marketing plan that sold the listings and how many did you sell? You got to ask
them. What's the track record?
What's your track record for selling listings?
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Not the volume. The units. How many units? That's a most important question.
So question one.
When it comes to selling the home, like what is it that we do at the Jason Baker team to sell, like I said before the break, over 100, you know, help 100 families per year, okay, or more. So far this year, we've helped 36 families.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're super blessed.
That's not bad for March.
Brother, I think for the next, like, well, it's Sunday. I mean, I don't know. I worked all the way through the weekend. Don't remind me. It's still working. I was going to try and take a couple days off, but then it's not going to happen.
No, okay. No rest.
Mush. All right, so you got to, so the proper pricing strategy, that's the most important thing right now is that we don't over, like you're going to get a ton of money for your house right now, but don't overprice it to the point where there's no showing. So we have to have a proper pricing strategy.
You can tell right off the bat, too, if you're overpriced.
I can tell right off the bat. Yeah. If we don't have, you know, 10, 15, 20 showings, you know, like, boom, like scheduled right away. Mm-hmm. In every sense of the word, your agent's overpriced your house. If we don't have that many, incrementally, so typically they say if you have zero showings or, you know, one or two showings, what happens is you're probably off by 10 or 15%.
Okay.
But if you do have some, you know, you have half as many, so you have a 7 or 8 versus 15 to 20, something like that, you're probably 3 to 5% off there.
Okay.
Yeah, I would venture to guess. But it's not happening a lot. But if it does happen, you know you need to do a small adjustment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have a computer system that tracks all that. But that's number one, is make sure that it's priced right, because the more showings equals the more offers, the more money.
Cha-ching.
Yep, absolutely. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
You can start playing that song, money song. Yeah. The next thing you have to do is you have to make the house look unbelievable. So we do professional photos, Casey. We do drone, the Matterport. We don't fly the drone in the house. We do videos of the properties. And then we do staging consults. You know, if they need we have this concierge program where we help people get their house ready. People can ask me. It's a case-by-case basis. And I'm not just giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars, of course, because they say divorce is super expensive as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've read that.
Why is it so popular?
Yeah, right? Yeah. My wife is on my Google. She's like, what are you Googling? No, I'm just kidding. No. But we have vendors, painters, contractors, everybody lined up, you know, carpet cleaners and things like that. Of course, we use them, you know, all the time.
Your photos are great, too, because you have kind of that virtual walkthrough experience when you're doing it.
96% of the people, I mean, think about it. Very few people are driving around anymore. Oh, you bump into one real estate sign in the whole town of Missoula.
Right.
You know, trying to find the one. It's like the golden ticket right now, right? So the easier way to do that is to go online to our website, thejasonbakerteam.com, and just go on there, and you have full access to our MLS on that website. Just start searching.
Yeah, and like I said, the photos, so you don't even have to do the open house. You can just walk through the house with your photos.
The great thing, and I'll admit this, the great thing, people go to my website all the time. They go, Jason, I have to put my name and my phone number in there. I'm like, well, my phone number's right on the front of the page, so you got mine.
Yeah.
That's my cell phone, actually. It's forward-facing.
Don't call after 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what are you wearing? So I'll give you mine. Now you give me yours. No, the reason why I do that is that's lead capture. Like, if I can't talk to anybody, then how am I helping my seller sell their house? Because our listings are right at the bottom of the page. Right. So if I can't talk to them, like, I'm not trying to get a bunch of people go to my website just to look at fancy pictures. I'm trying to be able to have a conversation with them because people are still supposed to talk. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's talk radio.
Well, we have social media.
Yeah, we have social media. Yeah. Have you ever felt, have you ever felt real warm and fuzzy when you get lots of likes by people you have no clue who they are?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
There's way too many people I don't know.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
On my friends list.
I kind of like talking. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. So we price it right. And we price it where we're going to get the most amount of showings. Then we make it look amazing. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. But if you have all this great media and you don't put it out there into the world in ways I'm going to go over, what good is
What's
the media?
What's the point?
Yeah, it's like, I got these great pictures, but nobody can see them.
Yeah.
This makes a ton of sense. Doesn't
put
it?
Put all that work into it. No one can see
it. So every single listing, we're having the professional photographer down there. They call, they schedule it to go down there, and it makes people feel good.
Yeah.
And they deserve it because there's nothing worse than sideways pictures, dark pictures. I saw an agent. We sold a house over in Coburg. I saw an agent standing out front of a home with a flip phone.
Oh.
Taking photos.
That's pretty ancient technology.
Just give me 6%. I'll trade you for that 6%. I'm going to trade you some flip phone photos, Casey.
Right, yeah, or disposable cameras. We'll get those pictures.
Would
back
have been
in a
bad
weeks.
If I went by and hit him with my door. I don't think that's unethical, highly. Okay. So, anyways, no, but seriously, consider what someone's doing for the money that they're charging.
Right.
You have a choice.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. That for me.
Well, it's a get what you pay for kind of thing, right?
Can you tell I get a little pissed off about it?
A little bit.
But the fact of the matter is that seriously, that's like real estate malpractice.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not singling anybody out.
Try harder.
Yeah, try harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no wonder people consider it for sale by owner.
Right. Exactly.
Do your job. And don't put all capitals in that description either. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, is it like you're yelling?
Don't even get me going. I'm yelling now. Can you turn the volume down? Okay. All right, I'm going to keep going. So my blood pressure.
You're talking in all capitals right now.
I still love you. Yeah. All right. So we want to advertise the heck out of it. What are we doing? I do not pay a national chain brokerage. It's Rise Realty. I'm a local. I don't have this massive overhead, and I pass those savings on to our sellers. But really, what I do, KC, is I use that extra money, that $50,000 or $100,000, I'm no longer paying to a national chain. I can tell you one thing: no logo ever sold a property for me. Logos don't walk, and they do not talk.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that.
Unless it's a Nike swoosh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Nike swoosh. Yeah. Yeah, you see how much those new Nikes are? Forget it. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, it's crazy. Don't even get me started. So, but I do not. I have not aligned with a national chain of brokerage for the simple reason is I get enough incoming referrals from our outbound advertising, and I'm not beholden to them in any way. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, I don't have to pay all that extra money. I can use that to market our listings, and I most certainly do.
Yeah.
Okay. We're Google verified. They basically took a DNA sample and measurements. I didn't want him to share the measurements online.
The look I just gave Jason. Yeah, like, wait a minute.
He's like, farmersonly.com? No, I'm just kidding. No. But anyways, no, I'm married. I'm happily married. Sorry, ladies. Yeah. But anyways, and then I advertise real heavily. So, 26,000 people a day between TV, radio, Hannity, LaVox, yourself, Casey, Bobby Bones, Scott, the DJ, Peter, many people, and I can't thank you enough, for getting this information out to the public. I mean, it's so important that we protect them,
right?
And it just drives me crazy, as you can tell. But anyways, the fact of the matter is that when 25,000 people are going to hear you, they're going to go to that website, and that's going to help my sellers sell their house. Our website has amazing lead capture that we talked about just a few minutes ago, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we do this radio show, Real Estate Revolution, okay? It's educating people, but people do hear this, and they do go to our house of the week, and every single house of their property of the week that we've had is sold.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Despite
the fact that my picture's in the front yard. No, I'm just kidding. No, I on purpose don't put my picture on the side. Yeah. So Now, we prospect. So here's another way we get the word out. We probably, if we got to go to a commercial or something, just throw something at me because I'm just going to rifle through these. Okay, you just tell me, all right? Because I'm passionate about this. But we prospect on the telephone from 8:30 to 11:30 every day.
Every day.
Every one of my agents has to speak to 20 people a day and say, here's my new listing. Do you know anyone that wants to buy it?
Nice.
Every single morning. And if I've called you and that made you mad, please forgive me. Okay. You know, it's just because I told my sellers I would, so I will.
Right.
Okay, and that's so important. Now, we offer through BK Co Mortgage, and Coleman was on 4 or 5 weeks ago with us, no-fee mortgages. And so why is that important on just our listings or for our buyers? Because less people are going to negotiate if they're not paying that extra $6,000 or $7,000 in mortgage fees.
Right.
So it can net the seller more as a byproduct of not having to pay that fee for a buyer.
It's extra money in your pocket.
If the buyer doesn't have to pay the fee on that house that they're buying my listing, they can't ask the seller to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's more that definitely looks a lot
We're
better.
Not going to allow that to happen. We're just going to say, here's a free mortgage.
Right.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I am and have joined the Place Network. Now, that's not a capital suck like some of these. You know, and again, I'm not talking, you know, badly about, you know, national franchise. Just for me, it just didn't work.
Right.
It's just simply, right? So, but Place Inc., I get so many referrals from Place Inc., which just raised a $100 million funding round. And my partner, Ben, will come on the show one day with us. But Place Network, we get so many. That's our tech platform. That's that front-facing website, plus the behind-the-scenes and plus the marketing. Hmm. I'm in three coaching groups, Ford, MFO, and various referral groups around. So we're getting the top agents in the country are sending referrals to our team because they know about our work ethic.
Yeah.
Okay, and I also help train them as well. We spend over $40,000 a month on staffing and on marketing. The average agent spends $400 or $500 a month.
Really?
Would you say that's a little more?
Yeah, I think you
Yeah, just a little bit more.
A little bit.
Yeah, and this is why I don't have any brown hairs left on my head. They're completely gray. You know, so just for Jason would be in order, you know, my Christmas time.
Right.
Actually. Yeah, or my birthday comes first in October.
Bright pink.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Bright pink hair.
It was funny because my business partner had on Friday did a Facebook post with a pink shirt on. He was making fun of something. But anyway, I digress. Now, we do targeted Facebook and social media ads. We're social media experts. We actually have someone on staff whose sole job is to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just to market. We do targeted Google ads. We do retargeting. We have 9,500 leads inside of our website. And we're constantly purging through those. And some people say, well, we're not looking anymore. But what we do is we market to them. So we're constantly at the forefront. We pay for every impression or every click. Mm-hmm. That they do. But if someone comes to your website, they came there for a reason, so I might as well stay in front of mind with them.
Yeah.
And we do that. And that helps get our listings in front of this group of folks that are using our website.
It's a system that it works, and you have the the track record to prove it.
And I'm not the one that has to run. Like, I oversee all this. I pay for all of this. But my admin team is making sure that this is running for my sellers in the background. It's not just a sign, as you're starting to see.
Yeah.
I know you didn't think it was. Yeah.
We don't want to put Jason's picture on any signs.
That's exactly right. We definitely don't. Like I said, face for radio. I mean, that was the first day. I haven't said it in a while, but it's a disclaimer. It's in the fine print at the bottom of the thing. We send out postcards, radio and TV ads, open houses. We spend thousands of dollars on pay-per-click campaigns. We have we know a lot of people around town just because we've been doing this for a while. And we get to tell them about it. Okay. Our website gets tens of thousands of visitors a month. We have over 250 Google reviews. I can't tell you alone how important that is for our business, the validity of the business. People, I did not pay those people to write that.
No, when it comes to searching up realtors, I mean, that's...
Yep.
It helps to have that on.
Like, if you Google chubby realtors, dude, I'm the first one. Happy Sunday, everybody. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, dude, I am in the gym though. I gotta say, like, you know,
I'm trying.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, I tell everybody, I'm down to two chins. You know, you should have seen me before. Is what I say. Yeah. So, anyway, our Brivity website. There's 10 of us, like I said before. The local agent relationships, we have agents that call me all the time and they say, Jason, what do you have coming up?
Yeah. You have networking.
We have networking. Yeah. I mean, I work with, you know, there's so many professionals that I work with mm-hmm. on a daily basis, the ones that show our listings, and I'm, you know, forever grateful for them because it's, you know, without, you know, we provide the listings and that when you sell a home, it provides, you know, a livelihood for title companies, inspectors, appraisers. It's, you know, it helps the seller. It helps the buyer. I mean, but think about that. the lender. There's just it's so good for the economy.
Right.
You know, the home sale process.
I know that when I bought my place, I really appreciated how my agent and the selling agent already had a working relationship with each other.
It's so good. We understand how they work. We understand things we're going to need to look out for, and also things that we can look forward to getting. That relationship is important. And plus, you know, the buyer's agents that are around town all are working with 3, 4, 5, 6 buyers. And, you know, that's a huge, think about that buyer pool on top of the one that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's incredible.
Well, speaking of buying and selling, Jason, we got to take a quick commercial break. Yeah. When we come back, I want to hear about your featured property of the week.
You know, I'm going to tell you.
You got a good one. Yeah. You got a good one. It's coming up right after this. More Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we've been talking today about how you pick your real estate agent and questions you want to ask. Do you have a few more to add before we get to our featured property?
Yeah, I do. I'll get to them really quick. Like, all of those things that we do to get these sold, are the important reason why you should, you know, ask these questions to make sure that the agents are actually doing this. But after all of that great marketing that we talked about that we do prior to, the number one thing is you could have the best marketing, the best photos, the best everything in the world, but you need to have a staff to answer the phone when these buyer leads come in. We get 400 to 600 a month incoming buyer inquiries. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the team there, know what to say when they call and how to set an appointment, actually available to go do it. Because if it was me answering the phone, doing all that, taking the listing, out showing buyers, the phone would ring. Nobody would answer it.
Yeah.
We have someone 24/7, 365 answering that phone and handing it to the agents.
It's not going to go to a voicemail.
No, we have all the agents to go out and do that. And then we negotiate a win-win. We're very experienced in negotiating. Last year, we received, you know, very close to 1,000 offers that we reviewed. And we close on time with no stress for the most amount of money. That's our claim to fame. The experience allows a great experience for the sellers, which is really good. So speaking of selling. I have some awesome properties to talk
properties.
About. Mm-hmm.
All right, go for it.
So we just listed a property down in Hamilton, Montana, two of them.
Two places.
One on Cochise.
Okay.
And this is a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath on an acre with amazing views.
Oh, nice.
Looking north in the valley. You can see east and west, but north. It's perched right there perfectly. It's just over 2,000 square feet. It's a custom home, all main level, and it's listed for $729,900.
And just
good friend of mine. Just listed. Yep. Yeah. Well, it was listed 4 or 5 days ago. Offers are being held through Tuesday, so you got 2 more days to get in there and go see it. Yep.
Yeah.
865 Cochise. And then we have one on Alberta down in Hamilton as well. This is a main level home built in the mid-90s. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, some updating in there, all main level, backs to a park. Smaller lot, easy to manage, but again, all main level for $399,900. What a way to
Alberta. Wow, that's affordable.
Yeah, that is
an affordable home. And it's up against the park.
Don't fall over, but this is going to be a great place to watch the fireworks down the Bitterroot.
Yeah, like you said, you have a park for your backyard.
Dude, seriously, like just hop over the fence. Be real careful when you do that. See, when I fall, like it could go like the Richter scale. You know what I mean? It could go off.
It's like on Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what was the address again on that one?
108 Alberta.
Okay, and then that it was just listed too, right?
Yeah, offers are due tonight. So, it's 12 to 12. It's getting close to 12:30 right now. But yeah, the offers are due tonight by 8. So you'd have to run down there and look at that. Basically, call me like right now. So 406-552 4443, and I'll run down. I'm not going to run. I'll jog.
I'll jog.
It's a gentle pace.
The speed walking. I like doing the speed walking.
That's right.
Well, it's great. If you missed any of the properties that you all have, you can just find them on the website.
They are. Yeah, they're all on the website, jasonbakerteam.com. Scroll down a little tiny bit, and then you'll see them right there, and you can click on them. You can do the Matterport tours and everything, and you can actually do it's basically like a virtual open house that you can just walk right through.
So you got the website, or you can call and bug Jason if you want to. The phone number again?
It's 406-552-4443.
All right. And if you missed any of our Real Estate Revolution radio shows, you can listen to them in our podcast that we got posted up at newstalkkgbo.com. Until next time, you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will see you next week right here on Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.